10 years ago, I was just on my way to work like any other commuter, and sadly got caught up in the event as I was trying to get off my train, and ended up being injured on the Russell Square train. With the explosion happening, the lines all failed, so there was no electricity going to the train itself, and that then, as we were travelling, we just stopped dead, and that was it. And then flew forward and hit my face and my head and knocked myself out. When we were getting out and getting to hospital and being seen, and that originally the first calls were saying that it was an electricity surge or some sort of a power surge, and that's what we were originally told. And then only much later, when it became obvious when the other incidents went off and other bombs went off, then it became very obvious what was happening. 7/7 did have an impact on my daily life, very much so. I'm not able to travel the underground. I'm still not at a point yet where I think I could do an entire journey, and still too afraid of that. We changed the way we lived and where we lived. We moved out of the city and moved out down to the coast into a quieter area. So yes, it definitely changed my life. It's important for me today to be with the other survivors, because it really is the first time that we've seen each other in a very long time. Many of us hadn't gone to other memorials year in and year out, and we all agreed that if we were all still around 10 years on, we would get together and see how everybody's doing.